W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands are dead and hundreds more people are injured following a massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Ismail Al-Abdullah is with a relief group called the White Helmets. They're digging through rubble to search for survivors.
It's a very difficult task for us. We need help. We need the international community to do something.
CBS's Tina Krause reports from our foreign desk in London.
The powerful earthquake struck near the border of Turkey and Syria as people slept. And daylight revealed the scale of the disaster. This man says 12 families were trapped here and no one managed to get out. Rescuers worked quickly and carefully in the bitter cold. Some still buried in the rubble posted videos on social media begging for help.
Turkey's president has declared a seven-day mourning period for those victims. Here at home, President Biden is weighing in on the tragedy. He says he's deeply saddened by the loss of life and devastation. The U.S. has already sent two search and rescue teams to the region to help. Meantime, U.S. military and law enforcement continue to collect debris from that Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down over the weekend. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Recovery crews were able to retrieve some debris yesterday, but sea conditions prevented underwater crews from searching the area. They're at work today, and they include explosive ordnance teams. A U.S. commander says they're concerned about hazardous debris and possibly even explosives, and they're asking the public if debris washes up on shore to avoid contact and notify law enforcement.
Authorities in Ohio plan to release toxic chemicals from five cars of a derailed train in East Palestine to avoid a huge explosion. That controlled release starts in about 2 hours. Investigators in Maryland stopped two suspects from shooting up several power substations that would have left thousands in the cold near Baltimore. FBI special agent in charge, Thomas Sobosinski, says a woman was recorded telling an undercover agent about the plan.
Marylanders can rest assured that a threat to disrupt their daily lives by attacking the local power grid has been stopped.
Those suspects were neo-Nazi extremists. Two children who were kidnapped by their mother in Missouri have now been found in Florida. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The two abducted children were found last week in a supermarket in High Springs, Florida, near Gainesville, with their mother, who did not have custody. 36-year-old Christy Gilley. Police located Gilley after running a routine vehicle check that showed she was a fugitive. Gilley remains in jail. The two children, who are now 11 and 12 years old, were abducted last March from Clay County, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City.
Police say they'll be reunited with their family soon. This is CBS News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So we all know the agenda that the right-wingers are promoting. You know, let's outlaw Social Security and Medicare. Let's call them socialism, like the Republicans got 109 Democrats to sign on to this bizarre resolution last week in the House of Representatives. You know, let's do away with taxes and all. I mean, just all kinds of bizarre stuff. But what if they actually got together and rewrote the Constitution to, you know, remake it in the image of, for example, David Koch's 1980 run for vice president, where they openly called for the end of Medicare, Medicaid, all welfare programs, the IRS, the post office, you know, to turn all public roads into toll roads with billionaires collecting the tolls, et cetera, et cetera. What if they actually did that? Well, they may be closer than you think. Vicki Harrison is with us, the director of the Constitutional Convention and Protecting Dissent Programs at commoncause.org. Vicki's Twitter handle is V-I-K-I-E Harrison, or at Common Cause. And, of course, commoncause.org, you can read all about it. Vicki, welcome to the program. Tell us about this Article 5 Convention of the States. You might want to start with what Article 5 is and how this works.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom, and giving me the opportunity to talk to your listeners about Article 5. It's a provision in our Constitution that most people don't think much about. There's two pieces in Article 5. The first piece is the piece that allows us to amend our Constitution. And that is the piece that most Americans are familiar with. We've used it 27 times to update our Constitution. The second part of Article 5 calls for a convention. And this is something that has not been done since we created our Constitution 250 years ago. So a constitutional convention is when you get 34 states to file an application with Congress to rewrite the Constitution. And after that happens, it's supposedly going to be ratified by 3/4 of the states and then become part of our Constitution. And the first part of Article 5 is something that Common Cause wholeheartedly supports and has worked on for the last 50 years. The second part, a constitutional convention, we are firmly against. There are no rules to a constitutional convention. There are so many unanswered questions. You've got legal scholars and brilliant minds on both sides of the aisle that say this is the most awful idea ever. And for us, we're going to do everything we can to prevent these folks from completely rewriting our Constitution.
And yet there's this group, conventionofstates.com, if I remember their website correctly, maybe it's .org, that for years has been working to establish a complete rewrite of the Constitution. They've been having a dress rehearsal in Washington, D.C. every year for more than a decade. They draw people from all 50 states. They're mostly Republican activists, and it seems to me, although I'm not a scholar of this stuff, I've written about it and I've done some research on it, that they're funded by many. There's a huge overlap in their funding between them and the Koch network. Is that the case?
That is the absolute case, Tom. We've got two of the biggest campaigns calling for an Article 5 convention. One is the BBA, the balanced budget amendment that Alec and the Koch brothers and their entire network have been working on for decades. The second one is the Convention of States campaign, which has also been really ramping things up for about the last 15 years. We had been able to keep them at 15 states for quite some time, and unfortunately, they gained four more states last year. And Convention of States is very much tied to Alec and the Koch network, but their president is Mark Meckler, the Mark Meckler of the Tea Party Patriots. Oh, and, you know, we've got him and Rick Santorum and these kinds of guys. They obviously collaborate with each other, but these are the exact same actors that you just mentioned.
So they would rewrite the Constitution to outlaw abortion, what are the major changes? Do we know yet what the major changes are that they want to make in our Constitution?
Well, they talk about it all the time. In fact, at an ALEC convention just a year ago, they were talking about, you know, the Convention of States has three pieces in it. It's got the balanced budget piece, but it also has term limits and fiscal control and reining in the overstep of federal government. And so when Meckler was talking to this conference at ALEC a year ago, he laid out, you know, we want to do tax caps. We want to do the balanced budget amendment. We want to do away with the Department of Education, the Department of Health, the Department of Energy. We're talking about something that could cripple our country beyond just crippling our Constitution. It could cripple our country economically.
Wow. Wow. How real a threat is this, Vicki?
You know, it's become more of a threat. Balanced budget amendment picked up one state last year, so they're at 28 states. They are literally six states away from calling a convention. And Convention of States is now at 19, and, you know, they're saying that we're going to have this happen by 2026. And, you know, at the same time, we're not backing down. In fact, we had a great win last week in Montana, where it's one of the states where Convention of States and balanced budget amendments have not passed, even though they are obviously overwhelmingly Republican. And we had one in the Senate, and they made it through 26-24 on the second reading. And thankfully, our members and our partners' members and the public there in Montana reached out, and we got someone to change their vote, and it died on a 25-25 on the third reading. So it's definitely a threat. But, you know, what's going to happen if they do call it is really our concerns around it. You know, there are no rules. And one of the things that the opposition loves to say is that, you know, I'm a fear monger and I'm scared of the Constitution. And I am absolutely not scared of the Constitution. What I am concerned about is a couple of sentences in the Constitution that has no more information. So how would it be called? Would every state get one delegate? I mean, if that's the case, then we know that the 26 smallest red states that have, you know, less than 35% of our country's population would run it.
Right.
And the other thing I want to say, Tom, is obviously this being defeated in a place like Montana, which we know they're not done. They're going to introduce it in the other chamber, and BBA is coming as well, is, you know, this is not necessarily a partisan issue. Even though we have the Kochs and the Mecklers and those Alec and the rest of them, the reason it stopped in so many red states is because Republican lawmakers don't want this either. I mean, former Supreme Court Justice Scalia is often quoted as having said, "Whoa, this is the worst idea ever. Why would you want to rewrite the Constitution?"
Right. So I'm amazed that you were successful in Montana in stopping this and in changing the minds of Republican legislators. What was the argument that you made? How did you do that?
Well, we worked with people on the right, constituents who live in Montana who don't want this. And, you know, Republican legislators are very concerned about the Second Amendment, always and forever, and not just in Montana. But, I mean, you can listen to any committee or hearing in Nebraska for, quite frankly, the last decade. And that's all you'll hear about is if we have a convention, they're going to take our guns.
Oh,
and we don't want them to take our guns.
Because the right-wing billionaires are not fans of the Second Amendment. They just want tax cuts and deregulation.
It's not as much of an issue for them as taking over the federal government and tax cuts.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Vicki Harrison, the Director of Constitutional Convention and Protecting Dissent Programs over at commoncause.org. Vicki E. Harrison on Twitter and, of course, Common Cause on Twitter. Vicki, thanks so much for dropping by and filling us in.
Thank you so much for having me and for always covering this important issue for your listeners, Tom.
My pleasure. Thank you, Vicki. And keep up the great work. I love Common Cause. We'll be right back with, is the GOP going to send the abortion pill to the Supreme Court? Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Colin Kaepernick launches a new plan to offer autopsies for police-related deaths. I got to tell you about that, too. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Hey, want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? You know, it's just around the corner. Well, put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from ManCrates.com. ManCrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts that he's going to truly love. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. And by personalized decanter, yes, they will put his name on it at no extra charge. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free. And every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. And I can get you 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day here. Use the code LOVE20, L-O-V-E-2-0, LOVE20 at ManCrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at ManCrates.com. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. And picking up your calls here, David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, y'all, I'm listening to the Chicago radio.
Mm-hmm. Through WCPT.
Is that enough that our senator, the bald guy, is claiming to be against anti-Semitism, which is news to me, and I'm guessing a lot of Republicans. But Marco Rubio, who is seen as this maven of foreign affairs, I'm sorry, I know he's teaching at FIU like I should be, Florida International University. Is there any objective proof that Marco Rubio has learned anything since he was elected in 2010? I don't see it.
Yeah.
Or has he only learned how to suck up to the Cuban exile community? Last I checked, they're still getting money. No one else does.
I think he's a member of that community, which might have something to do with it. I could be wrong, but I think he is. And the bald guy that you're talking about, I'm assuming you mean Rick Scott, your other senator?
Yeah, we call him Voldemort, but that's not fair to
Voldemort,
right?
Yeah, that's it, right. Well, you know, he did make, you know, I believe it was over $100 million, you know, running his little hospital chain that was convicted of the largest Medicare fraud in the history of the United States. An expert on fraud, if nothing else.
Right. Carl Hyatt had tried to explain that to the gang at Wait, Don't Tell Me, and they couldn't understand the sheer criminality. Yeah. But with Marco Rubio, I don't think people understand. Down here we have the car guy, Norman Brayman, who basically demolished the City of Miami government over some, I want to say, a football stadium deal. Mm-hmm. And so I think that Marco Rubio, he's not the senator of Florida. He's the senator of Cayocho.
Yeah.
And so he's able to
He's up for re-election in 2024, isn't he?
And we can expect our ex-governor to make another run for the Senate.
Charlie Crist.
Which is what created this mess in the first place.
Yeah. There you go.
In 2010, and we'll see if he does it right this time.
Yeah. David, I have to move along, and your phone is starting to break up here, but thank you for the call. Mike in Westchester, New York. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Can you hear me, Tom?
I can, just fine.
Yeah. I had a good fortune to visit the FDR estate a while ago, and I went through the museum, and it occurred to me that really nothing has changed since he was president, in the sense that money and power has driven these authoritarian movements in the same way that it's driving the Republican Party at this time.
Yep.
And I realized that I said to somebody, we have to get money out of politics. And he said, well, that's been decided that it's unconstitutional. So my question is there any way to get around the Supreme Court about having money in these federal elections and even money supporting groups like the Federalist Society?
Right. Yeah, there's several ways this could be done, Mike. The first is Congress, under Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, has the authority to regulate the Supreme Court and also to define exceptions about which things the Supreme Court can rule on and which they cannot. So Congress could, this is called court stripping or jurisdiction stripping. And what Congress could do is pass a law that says we retain the right to regulate money in politics, like going back to 1975, you know, when we passed all these good government laws after the Nixon bribery scandals. Congress asserts its right to regulate money in politics, and the Supreme Court may not rule on this decision. Now, that almost certainly would set up a constitutional crisis in that the Supreme Court would then rule that law was unconstitutional. But Congress doesn't have to do what the Supreme Court says. Congress has ignored the Supreme Court. Presidents have ignored the Supreme Court on multiple occasions throughout the years. So, you know, that's the first way. The second way would be to change the composition of the court itself. And that would be to have Joe Biden, you know, appoint three or four new members to the court so that we can get at least a rational majority, if not a progressive majority, on the court. The Biden administration has basically wimped out on that one, said that they don't want to go down that road. Hope springs eternal. Another thing that would be useful is imposing a code of judicial ethics on the court, but that's not going to reverse Citizens United. The final thing would be to pass a constitutional amendment saying that we're adding to the Constitution the fact that money is not speech and corporations are not persons, which are the two, you know, the fundamental bases of the Supreme Court Citizens United decision. So that's how to do it, Mike. It's going to take a hell of a lot of work. But start letting your legislators know that you're in favor of doing one or all of those things ASAP.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of the building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emmix with the Red Cross.
Chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home. And, it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system, okay?
I like the way you think, Rick. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Look out, world. We're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can stand. She can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
Or clean the oceans and make the world.
Cure.
Invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can STEM.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest sheets you will ever find. Imagine silk and cotton combined. That's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35%. It's that simple. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Okay, a story I promised I would tell you about, and then I'll pick up your phone calls here. A Texas judge could disrupt access to medication abortion. There is this judge that Donald Trump appointed. It was a very controversial appointment because this is a guy who has even claimed that gay people don't exist. That being, you know, biologically, that being gay is purely a choice people make. They just one day decide, oh, you know, I think I'll be gay. Very, very strange judge. And his name is Matthew J. Kaczmarek, I think, K-A-C-S-M-A-R-Y-K. And he's 46 years old. He's, I'm quoting from Aaron Rupar's Substack article today. And he says he has issued devastating blows rooted in anti-queer, anti-healthcare, anti-science, and anti-immigrant reasoning for communities in Texas and beyond. They're basically judge shopping with this guy. This guy represents, you know, a federal district in Texas. It's like way out of where these cases are. But the case that they've brought before him is that mifepristone, which is the, you know, there's a two-pill combination that you take to induce a chemical abortion, a pharmaceutical abortion, up to 12 weeks. And first you take the mifepristone, and then a day or two later you take the other one, I'm forgetting the name of it. And the argument that has been brought before this judge from the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine, which is an anti-vaccine group, an anti-abortion group. It's a virulently right-wing anti-abortion group versus U.S. FDA. The argument that they're making is that the FDA expedited approval of this drug, and therefore there's no proof that it's safe. Now, keep in mind, this drug has been in use as an abortion pill for 23 years here in the United States. It is used all over the world for this purpose. There's no problem. It's definitely safe. And it's used in 53% of all abortions in the United States. And it's basically the only option that people have who live in states where abortion has been outlawed is to get these things via telehealth. An online doctor. So this case could turn out in one of three ways. Either, number one, the judge, which is unlikely, the judge says, well, there's nothing wrong with this. It's been around for 23 years. I'm just going to do the rational thing. He doesn't have a history of doing the rational thing. The second option is that the judge could say, yeah, this is a drug that has some problems, and therefore the only time it can be used is when a doctor sees you in person, writes a prescription, and you fill the prescription at a local pharmacy. If that's the case, then all those people in red states who are getting these pills through telehealth, through online, you know, Zoom calls with physicians in other states, they're going to lose out, and it's going to be a disaster. The third thing he could do is he could say this pill is not safe and the FDA may not authorize it any longer, and he could put a ban on the pill, and that would end all pharmaceutical abortions in the United States, which, as I noted, is more than half. It's 53% of all abortions. So at least all legal abortions. So serious stuff. Keep an eye on this. This decision is probably going to come down this week. And if not this week, then almost certainly next week. The one other story I wanted to flag for you, Colin Kaepernick has launched a new initiative. It's called the Autopsy Initiative. He's got this organization called Know Your Rights Camp. And he's funding autopsy. They've already done 40 of these. If you are the relative of a person who has been killed by the police, and you're suspicious that the autopsy has been rigged to make it look like the police are less guilty than they are, then you can reach out to the autopsy initiative, you know, Colin Kaepernick's organization, and they will pay for that autopsy. So just FYI, it's a good thing being done by a real gentleman, a fine man, and an extraordinary human being, in fact, I would say. So, picking up your phone calls here, Tiger in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Tiger, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I wanted to tell you something before I got into my critical thinking diatribe. I noticed you used a pitcher, a Brita pitcher water filter.
Yeah.
You know, when
you're talking about...
Well, the funny thing is, when I was living in Oklahoma, I had a cousin tell me that I was a wussy for using a water pitcher. He said, you need to condition your body to take those poisons.
Well, okay. It's just a convenient way to have water right here at my desk that I can refill my glass with when I need it. I don't use one at home. I just drink tap water, but it's mostly just for convenience.
Yeah, that just amused me. I have an MBA and a law degree, and I teach critical thinking skills, or I did. I'm retired now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, I noticed that there's this incredible discord between what they teach at home and what the schools are able to teach, and not even the schools. You don't teach it. I taught in the college level.
You're talking critical thinking, teaching people how to engage in critical thinking?
Yeah, engaging critical thinking. It was actually called reflexive thinking back in the day.
Hmm.
And I taught it, and I noticed I had a lot of students who had an incredible, they didn't believe it because it went against their religious teachings at home.
To question authority, essentially, to question things that are presented to them?
They actually would point to the fact that, you know, what you're telling us here is that we're not supposed to. I had a lot of students tell me this, that went against their teachings of their belief in, you know, an eternal being that does things for them and that it was written on their heart.
All right.
And it just...
Well, that's the difference between critical thinking and faith. I mean, faith is, you know, belief in things unseen, unknown.
Yeah.
Critical thinking doesn't...
Belief in
is not necessarily an enemy of faith. You just separate the two.
I don't think it is. I think it is.
You do?
I think that from what I've seen anyway, it looks like there's this incredible cognitive dissonance between people. And we all have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have that little bit of dissonance where you believe something that goes totally against what you know and what you've been taught, or what you believe in what you've been taught.
Yeah. My take on this, Tiger, is that we experience the world through our six senses, you know, through the five senses plus the vestibular system that measures balance. And each one of our senses measures just a little tiny piece of a little tiny spectrum. I mean, our eyes are seeing, only a small slice of the electromagnetic spectrum. Our ears are hearing only
the electromagnetic spectrum that the photons let us see.
Yeah, exactly. And there are photons that go, you know, above red and below blue, or whatever.
Correct.
You know, or maybe it's the other way around.
I also have a science background too.
Yeah.
I love
the same thing with what we hear, the same thing with what we smell. So we're really only experiencing a very, very small slice of reality in any given moment. And so it's entirely possible in my mind, through critical thinking, I arrived at this conclusion that there are probably parts of reality that are available all around us all the time that we simply don't have a sensory mechanism to tune into, to tap into. And on those rare occasions when we do, or some people have that sensory mechanism, we call them, you know, like people like Edgar Cayce or whatnot, we call them prophets, or
no,
we call them saints, or we call them, you know, Okay. You don't. I do.
I don't. Well, the reason I don't is you're saying you're arriving to it at critical thinking. But the thing is,
well, also
is
personal
you're believing
experience.
In something.
I mean, people have this experience of the divine, which is an extraordinary experience. The experience of a world greater than you are. The experience of oneness. You know, the stuff that the Dalai Lama is pitching. I think that's just another sense that we don't generally use or have access to.
I don't know. I can say that, but what I can say,
Tiger, we can't use that kind of language on the air. I got to cut you off. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We will continue with our conversations on the other side of this break. Stick around. It's Talk Media for the sane among us. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? Put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from mancrates.com. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll truly love, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences. Like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky, like whiskey maple or root beer habanero. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code LOVE20 at mancrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at mancrates.com. Mancrates.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Brian in Joliet, Illinois. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
You touched a bit about this today, and I didn't catch all of it. And then on Friday on Democracy Now!, I just caught a little. I was distracted. A kind of resolution was passed by the Republicans, I believe, condemning all forms of socialism. Is that correct?
That's correct. That, in fact, I'll read you the actual language of the resolution, or the one sentence I think that's the most consequential. Quote, Congress denounces socialism in all its forms and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States of America. Now, we know that they're not talking
essentially, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, we know that they're not talking about, you know, $600 billion a year in supports to the fossil fuel industry or all the money that goes to farmers, because those are all near and dear to the Republicans' heart. But what they were talking about was Social Security and Medicare, in my opinion.
Well, this, in essence, then, they're saying that that evil communist Pol Pot of Cambodia in the 70s is no different than what goes on in democratic socialist Norway.
That's correct.
And great people like Bernie Sanders, AOC, or Nina Turner, who are democratic socialists. They're essentially condemning them.
Yeah, they should have replaced. I mean, Mark Pocan offered an amendment that would have exposed this. They didn't go along with it. Frankly, I think, you know, if you're going to do something, you know, a stunt like this, they should have used the word communism instead of socialism, because they were identifying Pol Pot, they were identifying Joe Stalin. These guys were communists. They were, you know, they were not socialists. They used the word socialism, but they were not socialists.
Well, this is intellectually dishonest at best.
Yep.
By them. And
yep.
And I think they need to know the difference between democratic socialism, Karl Marx, and
Groucho
Marx.
You're right. They know that difference very well, Brian. They just, you know, this is what they're doing. They lined up this vote so that they can use this vote against Democrats when, you know, in the elections. Every single Democrat in the House of Representatives, every single member of the House of Representatives is up for re-election every 2 years. And so they're constantly doing these, Republicans will constantly do these kind of votes to basically, you know, for a Democrat who votes, you know, yes for this, yes, I hate socialism, they're going to call them hypocrites when they support Social Security. And for the Democrats who vote no, they're going to call them communists, basically, and say, oh, yeah, you like Joe Stalin, I know, we have your vote on that. It's, you know, if I was advising the Democratic caucus, I would have told everybody in the caucus to vote present, because this was just a scam. Brian, thank you for the call. JB in Greensburg, Kentucky. Hey, JB, what's up?
Oh, Tom, you doing okay today?
I am. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I got a little cold. Tell you why I called. The ones on the right lie and they hate people, and the ones on the left tell the truth. And then the ones on the left tell the truth, and they're good people.
Well, I share that perspective, but I guarantee you there are people on the right who don't. But Was that your point, JB?
Well, I'll tell you what, the ones that lie, are they national Christian something?
Yeah, Christian nationalists,
Yeah. Well, they ought to go home and kneel down and pray, because my Bible says there's a bunch of lies. Yeah.
Ravening wolves. I'm with you, JB. I'm with you. Thank you for the call. Alejandro in Miami. Hey, Alejandro, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. It's been a while talking to you. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine. Good. You know, just living in Florida, dealing with, you know, our fascist government and Ron DeSantis, like usual.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to ask, I guess the question that I guess boggles my mind is that, who is Mike Pence appealing to? You know, I don't know how he's going to get support from the Hang Mike Pence crowd. I just don't get it.
He's not like
Democrats. Who likes the guy? He's as boring as milk.
I think Charles Koch likes him, or you know, the people of that caliber, you know, your conservative billionaires. They have always been big fans of Mike Pence's. This goes back to the year 2000 when Mike Pence published an op-ed in the Indiana newspaper. This is when he was running for governor. He was a member of the House of Representatives at that time, if my memory is correct, arguing that tobacco doesn't cause cancer. He was taking big money from the tobacco industry. Mike Pence is a shill for sale. And so the people who buy politicians, they love him.
Mm-hmm. I just don't see. I mean, I'm glad that the Koch brothers realized the mistake in supporting Trump, but they let that crazy person out loose from the asylum. So I don't know how they are going to put him back and also like discount all his supporters. You know, I don't know. I'm just curious how they're going to get rid of Trump.
It's good. It's a really good question. And if he goes third party, he's going to take down the GOP in 2 years. It's like, you know, I believe it was Lao Tzu, you know, never stop your enemy when he's in the process of destroying himself. That seems to be what's going on. Alejandro, thank you for the call. Don in Greeley, Colorado. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I'm a first time caller.
Well, thank you.
I've been in education for 40 years. I'll be very brief. So what I'm really concerned about, and many of us are, is let me get a hold of myself, the charter school devolution and the taking of public monies for charter schools to fund charter schools. So they are advertised, that is, charter schools are advertised as public charter schools, which is something like Medicare for Medicare Advantage.
Right.
So my proposal here is that we have to say, instead of public charter schools, because as I say, they have devolved into segregated schools. They don't embrace the public school concept as a bulwark of democracy. And so they need to change their nomenclature, and it has to be something like taxpayer-funded charter schools.
Right, or taxpayer-funded private schools. I agree. But, they're not going to change their rhetoric. But you're absolutely right, Don. And this is an existential threat to public education. It really is. And which is what it was designed to be. This goes back to 1954 and Brown v. Board. The right-wingers have been looking away for a way to resegregate schools ever since.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.